meantime, I'll call the meeting to order. Before I do that, does Phil, do you have some general discussion items you want to review? We could do that before the other commissioners on board.
Thanks, Chair Carpenter. We've had a really busy first week here. The legislature started at the beginning of the week. We've had a number of hearings that we've participated in. We had one on workshop in the Senate Natural Resource Committee on enforcement. There was a joint House and Senate Natural Resource Committee meeting yesterday where we presented on wolves and wolf management. Also at that hearing, Forest Practice Board update. Jill Storr was a part of that panel that presented. And, of course, we've also got hearings associated with the budget. That's happening this morning. We're continuing to work strategies with leadership relative to our fee bill. Of course, it's NTSB necessary for the budget. What did I say?
NTSB
necessary to implement the budget. So we've got some time to work that. As I mentioned in my director's report at the commission meeting last week, the salary increases and those types of things that are part of the governor's budget, there is a significant liability to the agency from a financial perspective to pay for those pieces, and so that has complicated the picture a bit in terms of our health. We have a call with our recreational constituent leadership that's connected with the meeting that we had back in August 5th. We have that conference call with them on January 22nd, and I think as part of that, I'm not sure, Commissioner Carpenter, Commissioner Wecker, Commissioner Mankin may be a part of that, I think. And I'm also scheduled to talk to Tim Thompson today, so I'll get a little bit of an idea of maybe of kind of what we might expect to hear on the 22nd. I also mentioned, as part of the director's report, the issues associated with trying to get resolution to the geographic scope of the treaty right as it pertains to hunting. We had the issue with the no point tribes, in particular Port Gamble, Jamestown, Lower Elwha, the disputed area being the area that the Quileutes Ho believed were part of their exclusive area. We've been working with in concert with the Clallam County prosecutor. We have letters that I've sent out last week to all those folks indicating where we are as a result of the results that came out of the Historical Research Association work. Experts there, Gail Thompson in particular. So we have a third party essentially with expertise in looking at historical information to help guide our decision making. And we have a meeting scheduled, we have a meeting scheduled Tuesday, the 20th, with Chairman Sullivan from Port Gamble, Chairman Allen from Jamestown. I'm not sure who will be there from Lower Elwha just yet, but to further discuss the content of our letter and our conclusion that the area in which they were asserting a traditional hunting area outside their ceded area boundaries were not supported by the historical research associates analysis and report. So a lot of some action in that area that I know the commission has been well aware of, and the Quileute tribe, as you recall, has brought their concerns. So that issue is working its way through our process. And then I guess the last thing I would ask Joe to touch on is the sub-cabinet meeting with other natural resource agencies and the governor's office staff. There was a meeting of that group this week. So, Joe, can I ask you to? And as you know, I was at the Pacific Salmon Commission meeting here Monday through last night. And so just getting back in the office here this morning.
Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Tim.
One second, Joe, if you would, please. Tammy, are you on here?
I am.
I did not formally call the meeting to order because we started the general discussion. Was that an inappropriate way of doing that?
No,
do I need to go back
call
and call
it
the
order.
Meeting?
You did. At 8:32, yes.
Thank you for that. Okay. Sorry,
Connie,
Joe. Go ahead.
Sorry. Connie will join us in 5 to 10 minutes. He was just getting off the ferry in Seattle and was trying to get to a place he could call in.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Joe.
So, good morning, everybody. As the director mentioned, the governor's office, OFM policy folks, convene a weekly meeting during the session between natural resource agencies, and that usually involves the director and or the deputy director from probably about 8 or 9 agencies that have some tie to natural resources and their legislative liaisons. The legislative liaisons, in addition, get together on Thursdays to coordinate. So it's a lot about awareness around bills or legislative activities that have multiple agency impacts. If you need help or you want to coordinate communications, that's an opportunity to do so. So I find these things very interesting, very helpful. Governor's got a pretty aggressive agenda in terms of governor request bills. They're going to be submitting an oil transportation safety bill, which deals primarily with oil trains and all the different proposals that are in play. There are probably 4 or 5 proposals at various ports where you'd have oil from the Midwest arriving into the state and then being transported via marine vessels to refineries. Senator Erickson, who's the Senate Natural Resource Chair, has been countering with bills of his own, so there's already kind of a debate lining up about what to do around oil trains, et cetera. There's also a big initiative from the governor's office on toxics, trying to deal with the controversy around water quality standards that you may have seen play out in the paper over the last couple of years. And the water quality standards are, it's a delegated program from the federal government Environmental Protection Agency. And they're looking at increased funding for a variety of state agencies and counties. The funding would come from the barrel tax. Right now there's a tax that goes into the oil spill prevention account on every barrel of toxic material, and it's 97% of those hazardous materials that are taxed are petroleum related. So it's big oil that's impacted, and so you can expect a lot of controversy and back and forth in terms of the funding that might be derived there. Huge initiative around the carbon market. Governor Inslee is very interested in taking on climate change, and so there's discussion of a tax on carbon emissions would generate about $1 billion a year. That revenue is being pointed towards transportation and education to two long-standing, high-cost state needs, and so he's trying to attract support by pushing those dollars that might be generated towards education and transportation. Two largest carbon emitters in the state. One is our coal-fired plant down near Chehalis, which is on a schedule to shut down in the near future. Second largest are automobiles. And so as part of that initiative, there are three bills trying to generate interest in electric vehicles. Sales tax exemption, some funding for infrastructure for charging stations, and some changes to city and county building codes. So governor's got a pretty aggressive schedule in those three areas. Ecology is looking at a FERC relicensing fee bill that would impact us and our role in FERC relicensing of Columbia River, primarily hydropower facilities. And they are also, Ecology is also looking at a zero emissions vehicle bill. The Recreation Conservation Office is doing some adjustments to the Washington Wildlife Recreation Program, the administrative part of that, as well as working with the WWRC, the coalition. The coalition was asking for around $100 million. Those would be capital bond dollars for land acquisitions and other WWRP initiatives. The governor only put $75 million into his budget. So there's a lively debate around should it be more or less than $75 million. That you can expect to hear a lot about. And in terms of other bills we expect to be coming towards us, there's going to be a lot of discussion around water rights, in-stream flows, which we'll be right in the middle of, exempt wells. There's some other initiatives around pesticides and nuclear energy that probably won't involve us much, but those were some of the topics we discussed at the initial sub-cabinet meeting.
Good report, Joe. Thank you. Go ahead, Director.
Thanks. I just did want to let you know that Dr. Unsworth and myself and Joe and others and Irene have been working hard, lots of communication going on, getting ready for the transition, a lot of good conversations. There's just a lot of work being done to make sure everything goes smoothly, and I just wanted to thank Dr. Unsworth for his help in moving that forward.
Thank you, Director. Dr. Unsworth, do you have any comments you'd like to share with us at this point?
Mr. Chairman, Director, I just want to agree. Everyone has been super welcoming and helpful, and so I'm anxious to get over there. I'll actually be driving over on the 28th, and so I'll try to get into the office on Thursday and Friday for part of the day and meet with Phil and others and get rolling, so we'll be ready to start on the 2nd.
Well, I think one of the things that's most important, I guess I personally like to know where you stand on the Seattle Seahawks.
Mr. Chairman, that's an easy one. I've always been a Seahawks fan, although I will have to say before they existed, I was a Packers fan. I've switched over. So anyway,
we like conversion. Thank you for that. anybody have any other business for today before we adjourn?
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Wecker.
I would like to propose a blue sheet commission request to the department for a briefing. And I've got the form filled out here. I'll just read from it. Title of my request would be issues related to the enforcement program. I mentioned to the commission that I would be bringing this blue sheet forward. At the last meeting, priority level, I think the priority is high and it's urgent because of the amount of bad press out there affecting our enforcement program. request due date, I would suggest we have this briefing as soon as possible. February commission meeting might be a little unrealistic, but because of the high-profile nature of some of the allegations being made, it might be useful, beneficial to get it done in February. If not, then I would say at the April commission meeting. What I'm looking for specifically is a briefing in open session, so the kind of information that we would want to share, not private sensitive personnel type issue information, but the kinds of things that the public really ought to be hearing from us. And I would, some of the individual topics I would suggest would be the controversy over whether our officers are spending too much time with focusing on general policing and how we oversee the emphasis, and whether we are mainly focusing on our fish and wildlife conservation responsibilities. I think there's good documentation that we are, and I'd like to share that information. I'd also like mention of the staffing study. Once again, I think we should hear that regularly, that we don't have as many officers that we need. Another topic would be the procedures for investigating complaints. And description of our internal disciplinary procedures. I wouldn't want the specifics of some of the more recent disciplinary procedures to be described and discussed in open session, but I think we do need to have an executive session on those topics. Just so the commission has confidence that the administration is handling complaints properly. And then finally, the other topic would be the recent Ninth Circuit Tarabakia ruling, which may have a very large effect on our ability to enforce commercial fishing rules. And that topic, the Tarabakia ruling, probably has some aspects of it that would be appropriate for open session and some aspects of it that should be discussed in executive session. And the output that I'm requesting, of course, is just a briefing.
Okay, Commissioner Recker has proposed to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I make that motion that we have a briefing on these enforcement issues.
We have a motion on the blue sheet that Commissioner Recker is proposing. Do we have a second?
Commissioner Keeney, I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the blue sheet from Commissioner Recker. All those in favor say aye.
Commissioner Carpenter?
Yes, sir, Director.
Could I ask or make a suggestion?
Please.
There's a lot of topics here that Commissioner Wecker identified in terms of the content of this briefing. I think some of them are more urgent than others in terms of getting information out. I appreciate the motion. I appreciate the opportunity to brief the commission on these topics. I think breaking the briefing up into a couple of different components would be wise, and prioritizing the ones that have received the most, I guess, media attention and or criticism, using information that has not always been complete or factual. And so using this as an opportunity to tell our side of the story, it is an important one. So I would be urging that we get that piece in front of the commission at the February meeting, and several of these other elements of the request, that we do those at the April meeting, if that would be an acceptable approach.
Does that match up with your needs, Commissioner Wecker?
Very definitely.
Thank you, Director Anderson.
Thanks.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose?
Aye.
Opposed, I guess I repeated, stepped on somebody there. Okay. Motion carries. Any other business for today? If not, I will adjourn the meeting of the Fish and Wildlife Commission on Friday, January 6th. It is now 9 o'clock straight up. Thank you, and